Good morning, everybody.
God morgon att somal.
So today I'm talking about something that's very special to me.
Vi dag vill det handla om något som är särskilt för mig.
And the title I have here is loving your brother.
Och överskriften är att älska sin nästa.
God's love to me is huge.
Guds kärlek till mig är stor.
Because growing up,
it's
something that really intrigued me, the way God expresses his love to us.
As a boy, I thought
I couldn't imagine my dad giving me up for someone else.
Som en ung man kunde jag inte imagina mer att pappen valde mig från för åtta andra.
And the fact that God gave Jesus, his only begotten son, to die for us, for our sins.
Och tänk mig att Gud gav sin enbarna son att dö för oss.
It always blew me away.
Det blåste mig alltid bort, det tog mig av foten.
So I want to start by reading this scripture here.
Så vill jag starta med att läsa ett vers här.
John 13.
Johannes 13.
Vers 31 through 35.
Vers, ja, vers 13 till 35.
Okay, now it says here. When he was gone, it's talking about Judas.
Då han var färden, han tog sig med Judas.
Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once." The part I'm reading.
Nu är människosonen våren dyrmäster, och Gud är våren dyrmäster i honom. Är Gud våren dyrmäster i honom, skall Gud eisne gera han dyrmätan vi ser, och han skall kött gera han dyrmätan.
My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I will tell you now. I'm going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you. This is the part I want to focus on. A new commandment I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
Bøtt mine, luttla stund eri ikkje tjatikkon. Tid fære at leite etter mer, og som jeg sier vi gjøtaner, her som jeg fære, kunne tid ikkje komme. Sige enn jo eisne vi tikkon. Nutt båtje vi tikkon, at tid skulle elska kor annan, og til hetta som jeg vil leggja denta og mun tale. Som jeg har vi elsket tikkun, skulle eisne tid elska hver annan. Av tog skulle öll sanna at tid er lærersveinar munner, og at tid hava kærleika hver til annan.
At least in this version here, in such a short space, the phrase love one another is repeated 3 times.
Sjort om at her er et lite vers, og så vi er at her at elska hver annan endur tid jeg trutja fyrr.
That means it's really important.
Ta mestur at er veruliga tutningar mig.
One thing I want to start by saying before we move on is,
if we look at nevna eitt arm við fara viðare,
I think sometimes the view of the world towards the church
at svinsvinkelon cha heimenon um mun til samkomnar ella kirkjunar.
And not always, but oftentimes.
Er ikki altíð, men ofta.
The world has a view of the church that it's a judgmental place.
At heimrun metur at kirkjur samkomur eru dømande.
Some people I've actually even heard say that they don't feel worthy to come.
Sum folk hava enta har sagt at dei føla seg ikkje verdugan at koma.
And that's the reason why they don't come to church.
Og tí at dei ikkje koma við kirkja ella samkomur.
And I don't think that is something because of the way the church judges the world.
Jeg halte ikke at det er tøy, eller så løs at samkommen dømer heimen.
I think, sadly, the world feels that way.
Jeg halte sikkert nok at verden føles så løs, eller at det føler det så løs.
Because of how we judge ourselves.
Tøy så løs som vi dømer oss selv.
Unfortunately, sometimes the atmosphere is an atmosphere where we need to put always our best foot forward. Where weakness is looked at in a very rejecting way. It shouldn't be that way. The church should not be that way. Another section of the scripture here, it says, we are to love one another as he loved us. Like I started about that love of giving your only begotten son. That's huge. How can we approach each other and love each other in the same way that God loves us?
Hvordan kunne vi elske hver annan eins og Gud elsker okkun?
I think sometimes it has to do with the image that we have of God. Some of us hold high standards on ourselves.
Sum okkun seta sera høg krøv til okkun sjálva.
We put higher standards on ourselves than oftentimes God puts towards us.
Enta nok hakkri ein Gud krevur av okkun.
It makes us feel insecure. Maybe it makes us feel like God is waiting for us to mess up. So he can point it out. But the God that gave his son for our sins is not waiting for you to mess up and point the finger at you. So, with that being said, we shouldn't be waiting for others to mess up.
So I have it held to shabu yet urjon in state dumase.
And point the finger at them.
Wa pike at time.
When we love each other,
ta vit elska kvar anna.
We should do it with mercy.
I have it a jera noaya.
With warmth.
Vi hita ella nærleika.
Sometimes that's a bit uncomfortable for us.
Onkti ta sintur o komfortabelt fyri okkum.
But I'm sure Jesus dying on the cross.
Men you wish we at that Jesus stoy across no.
Was pretty uncomfortable.
Ma hasikust o behailet.
Amen.
Amen.
Kind of a detour here. The Bible says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Don't let guilt ruin the image of God in your life. Remember that his mercy is new every day. And remember that God loves you. With that knowledge, share it. Don't let the guilt make you feel like God is waiting with a bat up there, waiting for you to mess up and swing at
you.
And in the same way, love one another. The same way. Oftentimes we repeat what we feel. If we feel insecure, we tend to make others feel insecure as well. Because it makes us feel better. But I think a big way to start loving one another is to truly start yourself loving God. And getting a clear image of what that love looks like and feels like. And share it with others. What does God's love look like? I really like this scripture here. This is one of my favorites. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 8. I'll read it and then we'll read it in Faroese. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. Love is not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always protects. Love always protects. It always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. I'll stop there. I won't read the entire verse 8. That's where I wanted to stop.
Kærleikin langmóður, mildur, kærleikin ber ikkje øvund, kærleikin reipar ikkje, blasist ikkje upp. Han ber seg ikkje ósømeliga æt, søkjer ikkje sitt egna, gøymer ikkje agg, tiltrokar ikkje hitt illa. Han gleist ikkje yfir órattvise, men gleist yfir sannleika. Han breier yfir allt, trur öllum, vonar allt, tåler alt. Kærleiken fettler aldrin borster, men jeg har alltid skulle enda her. Kærleiken fettler aldrin borster.
Ja, yeah.
Exactly.
This is the picture of pure love in my eyes, according to the Bible.
Hette i munnen eion, ta verla myntun hva kærleiken
I also like to think that this is a description of God's character towards us.
Jeg halde eisen hette en god mynd av Guds beskrivelse vi mot lokken.
And in all the years in my experience,
I ætlun æren og mun erfaring,
whether it's friendship love,
og ja, om det kærleikje til viner,
or family love, which are two different kinds of love,
ætla kærleikje til familie, som tvei ymiske slag av kærleika,
this always seems to fit the description.
Vill hetta her alltid passa in við ta myndina.
In this case talking about brotherly love.
Vi snær fyrir nú um at snakka við nasta kærleika til brøður.
I love the part that says always protects.
Mar tamar tan tað sum segur at hann altu varvætur ella verjir.
Always preserves.
Og at altu varvætur.
What does it look like for us to always protect and preserve each other?
Hvordan ser det så ut til okkun at alltid at velja hvern annan?
I get a bit emotional about it because as human beings we oftentimes feel lonely.
If I nekva kjensler vi er snert til som menneske så følas vi okkun øyli ofta einsamall eller einsame.
And feel often unprotected.
Og føl okkun óvart.
And for me, the older I've gotten, the less I feel like I can rely on people for my deep internal problems or things that I'm dealing with. But I can always run to God. But honestly, can we always run to each other?
Kunnu vit altu fara kvar til annan?
Is there a wall that limits me to tell someone about something I'm going through simply because I'm afraid that I'll be looked at in a negative way here in church?
Er ta ein múrur sum lukkar sum fara mar fyri at fara til onkran at sjá kussi eg havi ta fyri at hann hatt skuldar søkja nýr á meg til at trúleika.
It's important.
Tí tøttingar meg.
That as the body of Christ,
at sum Guds kroppur ella
that we protect and preserve each other,
at vit verja og varvita kvar annan,
that we are aware of each other,
at vit tilvita um kvar annan.
When we come on Sunday mornings,
ta við koma her sunnar morgun,
it's not just about what we can get out of it.
Et spær við kunnu fá burt úr.
Church is really about Jesus and the body of Christ.
Samkoman er verja um Jesus og um Gud.
It's about the gathering together. It's about that feeling of bringing everyone in. And I'm not criticizing the fact that we get dressed up and that we look really great, because I think that it's best that we give the best to God.
Ja, jeg vil ikke kritisere at jeg vil pynte okken og sutte så godt ut, men vi regner det beste for gode.
But it's important that we create an atmosphere that allows people to feel comfortable to share their weaknesses.
Men det tøtninger mye er vi klarer at gjøre en atmosfære her folk føler seg trygg, så jeg sa vi kunne deile.
And that they won't be met with rejection.
What is your message before doing?
But they'll be met with love and with mercy and with caring from the fellow brothers and sisters of the church.
Men att vi har mött vi kärleika, nåje och till att andra har samkänsla för dem.
That kind of love among us.
Tasla och kärleika i mitten av oss.
Would change the world.
Vill bryta hemma.
It would change the world.
Ta vill bryta hemma. Så vill det.
I want to read Luke 10, verse 30.
Lukas 20, verse 30.
Now, this love that's described in Corinthians,
and it's near Carolines from Erlustur in Corinth.
It's perfect.
Fullkommen.
And we are not perfect.
Og vi ikke fullkommen.
So, but that is the image. That's the picture that I feel we should strive to.
Men det han mynd som jeg halde vi skulle styra fram imot.
Take the opportunity daily to work towards that.
At teka daglige møleikan at styra fram imot det.
Because I personally myself don't love that way all the time.
If
you really want to know truly, you can ask my wife. I sometimes anger easily, and I don't always do it the way I'm supposed to do it. But thank God that my wife, she knows mercy really, really well.
Tack och lov god att kona min känner nåje.
But I also thank God that she's not merciful sometimes, because that helps me, you know, kind of kick me in the butt a little bit and get me going.
Men samstundes tack jag god för att hon inte alltid är så full av nåje att ofta hon ger mig skop rätta vägen.
Sometimes I need that. I'm a bit stubborn.
Ofta tåva mig det.
All right. So Luke 10 verse 30. And this is the story of the Great Samaritan.
Hette sövan om Samaritanen.
Maybe we should read in Faroese first. That's a good idea.
Jesus svaraje, mæur fór ur Jerusalem oman til Jeriko, og han fall og hentur ronsmanna, som bægi låta han naknan og slå i han, så han fór leisøyna og låta han litja her holvdeian. Nu bär så att präster får svamolaj åman, han sa, men Jack bärst fram i. Och så har man haft en levitte, han kom till stäje, för iver sa han, men Jack fram i. Men en samverje och i vära fär kom till hans herra. Ta och han sa han, tycktes honom hjärtaliga sintu i honom. Han får iver till hans herra, bant om svar hans herra, och lät olje och vin och i teg. Og så lytte han opp av sitt eknatur, for til kistehus vid honom og røkte han. Dein etter tok han tveir dinarar, gav versen og teir og seie, røk han, og legger du meira ut, skal jeg leta til foa til, ta jeg kom i attor. Hvor av heson trimon tidsist her nu, røntes nasti hans herra, som fattlen vær og i hentur ronsmanna. Han säger, tann och i viser honom miskun, ta sig Jesus vid han, fär tu och ger ta samma.
That's a great example of God's love.
Hetta gott dömi om Guds kärleika.
I read this scripture and I thought about using it in a practical way within the church.
Jag läste detta verse och huxade jag brukat av en praktisk anhåll i samkomne.
I thought to myself, what about if instead of okay not being robbed,
men hugsa til kon stein fyri at bluva smansir stjolen frá
lantur. What about a brother or sister that maybe falls into sin?
Men kvat vi visit dømis at ein bror ella sister fallin í synd.
I know guilt and life itself,
eg veit at her skulda kjenslan og lúva skolt,
can beat us up sometimes,
kan verliga smansir sló okkun út sum sumartøyr,
and make some wounds,
Og gera sån svar.
Or what about an untruthful rumor?
Er la kvant vi ein rykte som ikkje passar.
That's being spread about a person.
Som blivit. That
they are in sin.
At dei i synd.
Do we walk on the other side of the road?
Ganga vi so fram í tímum?
Or do we take them into our arms?
At taka vit tei okkara fólk.
And help them bandage their wounds.
Og hjálpa tímun at grúa tærra sár.
That's a question I ask myself.
Transporting the spirit me shall along.
I want you to take a moment and picture that.
Eg vil heita at eg kon attaka as man seir at ein løti og ymynda at eg kon hetta her.
Growing up me in church,
at veksa upp í ein samkomme.
I grew up in very very strict church.
Eg veksa upp í ein sera strengar samkomme.
In fact, my parents were the ones that were kind of I guess you would call it rebelling in a way.
Yeah, jeg vil si at mine foreldre var sinte rebelsk.
Yeah. We were in churches that were not allowed to, the women were not allowed to cut their hair.
Vi hørte samkommer her kvinner ikke hadde løyve at klippe seg
or wear makeup.
Eller at bære anled makeup.
Yeah, it was actually a funny story. It doesn't have to do with the preaching, but just to give you an idea of what it was like.
Hade en också stuttlig söva, men typ bara för att ge vad det kan en minte av hur det var.
My dad and I, we would always joke.
Pappmen är för det alltid skämtas.
Not to look down.
Inte att hitta nyår.
Because sometimes the women, they were wearing stockings.
Och det var kvinnor i stockings.
And the leg hairs would be popping out of the stockings.
Och att haren eller något som kom in.
It was that bad, I'm not kidding.
Det var så, det kändes inte.
And I remember oftentimes,
jag kan minnas ofta,
like we went to the beach
before stranden,
and some of the elders at that, or that's how you would call them, they were called ushers or deacons of the church, found out that we went to the beach.
Onkel du for vit stranden och ta hörte sommar att han äldste funnit det ut att vi var farnes.
And my mom and dad, they used to lead worship in the church.
Och att mamma och min pappa min plattade att leja tillbjudna i samkomna.
And they would sit them down from leading.
Och de ville få att jag sätta sig djävast vid att leja.
And make them take special classes.
Och att be dig att man ska komma till undervisning.
As discipline.
För att disciplinera dig.
Now mind you, my parents were both Bible school graduates.
Men bägge mina föräldrar hade stäje som man säger bibelskola.
They had studied for years in Bible school.
De hade studerat många år i bibelskola.
And they would still be sat as discipline.
Hur ville de vara disciplinerade?
I don't know, that's kind of an extreme image of what I'm talking about not to do.
Det är bara sort dömi om här jag vill nämna kosmetiska kategorier, också extremt dömi.
I don't think that God would agree with that kind of discipline.
Jag hade inte gott att hever samtur vi att disciplinera folk och hanta slukan åt.
On the other hand as well.
Men hinvei.
Doing music.
At your tone like, spell a tone like.
I was always told to be very strict with if you're doing music for God, that you're not allowed to do it outside the church or with anyone that doesn't know God.
Jag fick alltid veta i samband med tonlaga framförslor att det var bär i kyrkan eller samkomna och jag skulle inte spela tonlag ärastan eller samma med öron som inte hörde gode till.
As time has gone by with me, things have changed.
Men som tog in i lien ting brått.
But I remember I had a friend of mine that I met in school.
Men jag minns det, jag har en vän som jag mötte i skolan.
And he cursed man like a sailor.
Och han bannade som en showmaker.
And my mom always told me, you know, you don't hang out with those kinds of people.
Mamma mi säger mig alltid att du ska inte fylkas vid slukom folk.
It's this separation that I don't like.
Det är en skillnad som jag inte dammar.
But I remember I was singing with a group.
Men jag minns det sjöng vi en bulk.
And we were a Christian group.
Vi var en tryckvande bulker.
And we had invited him over the house to the studio to do music. He liked music.
Och vi hade bjöd honom över samma vi också.
He was a very talented producer.
Och han var en sera tonalig tonlaga framlägare.
And I remember the times he spent with us playing the piano.
Och jag minns han spelade klaver samma vi också.
As we worshiped in the studio together.
Som vi tillbad i studio samma.
And he was not a Christian.
Han var ikke trykkvandre.
He didn't understand. His parents were not. He was not from church at all.
Og han skilte ikke Bibelen, og foreldre hans var heller ikke ur kyrkje eller samkommet.
But we loved to worship.
Men vi elsket å tilbe.
And during those times of worship,
og i time on løten han her vi tilbe,
he began to feel God's love.
Begynte han å føle Guds kjærlighet.
For the first time.
For første gang.
He didn't quite understand what it was.
Han skilte ikke ordentlig hva det var.
He couldn't put words to it.
Han kunne ikke sette ord på det.
But you know, weeks after that,
men to wait nakra viku etter,
weeks after coming and playing with us and worshiping with us,
after han var byrja att komma samman med oss och tillbe samman med oss,
we prayed with him to accept Christ in that very same room.
Bovo vi samman vi honom att acceptera Gud i det samma rummet honom.
And there have been ups and downs in his life.
Och det har varit nya turer och goda turer i hans liv.
And I stayed in touch with him.
Jag vill samband vi han.
But he will never ever forget. He has never forgotten in the worst times and in the best times, God's love.
Men ofta munkel kvart han över jök när ringar la goar tojer hevran onkant ut långt Guds kärleika.
In that experience of not being rejected or not being told that he wasn't worthy, but being accepted and brought in.
Ja, vi är sån här att bli accepterad och inte bli frustrerad men och föla Guds kärleika.
God's love reached him.
Guds kärleika nådde han.
And he accepted Christ.
Og han jotta er god.
It's that love of God. It's that love of God for the world.
Til hans her kærleiki, Guds kærleiki til heimen.
That will bring the world to know Jesus.
Sum vil føra heimen til at læra Jesus at kjenna.
To know the Jesus that we serve.
At læra han Jesus sum vi tjena.
I always get sad about thinking of my life without Christ.
Jag blir alltid sorgsen av att huxa om mitt liv utan Kristus.
And no matter how unworthy I feel,
utan mun till Guds ovärdigan jag känner mig,
I can't picture my life without my relationship with God.
Kan inte ömynda mig mitt liv utan sambandet med Gud.
To be able to run to that place of peace,
att färna till det stället här frier valtar.
And love,
kärleiken.
That no matter how lonely I feel,
utan mun till Guds ensamhet jag känner mig,
his presence is always with me.
Er hans närvaro alltid vid mig.
And in his presence there's fullness of joy.
Och i hans närvaro är glädjen fullkommen.
I love the fact that I can say that.
Jag älskar att jag kan säga det.
Not just because it's a churchy thing to say.
Inte bara för att jag är man att säga i samkomna.
But because I've tried and proven it in my own life.
Till att jag har rönt och prövat det här i min egna liv.
During times of depression and hurt and pain.
Vi har haft 2 år med depression och det tänker jag var skoj.
And during times of joy.
Och eisne vi glädje stunden.
He's always been faithful.
Hevur hann altíð verið trúfastur.
His love has always been there.
Hann sagði kærleiki hevur altíð verið hér.
And there are people that don't know this love.
Og tí eru fólk sum ikki kenna hendan hér kærleika.
And sometimes we waste time.
Onkur tú spittla við tú.
Judging each other.
Vi at døma kvann annan.
Rejecting each other.
Eg nokta kvann annan.
And not showing mercy to each other.
Og ikki vísa kvann annan nei.
When there's a world that's dying.
Tað er ein heimur sum er dóttandi.
We must learn to love each other the way God loves us.
Vit muvo lærja at elska kvann annan, á sama hátt sum Gud elskar okkum.
It's genuinely a life and death matter.
Ta snúsi við verulegan um lív ella dey.
It's not a small matter.
Ta ikki at lúta mál.
It's life and death.
Ta lív og dey.
For them out there,
fyri tey sum er uttanfyri.
That don't know this love.
Sum ikki kenna hendan kærleika.
This wonderful, amazing, awesome love that God has for us.
Hentan underfulla fantastiska kärlekan som Gud hever till okkom.
Let's go to Romans.
Romarna brev.
Romans 12.
Kapitel 12.
There's a lot of really good stuff in Romans 12.
Her ordan är gott att läsa i 12 kapitel.
Romans 12, verse 9.
Verse 9.
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself.
Romans 12, verse 9?
Yeah, right here. Is it different?
Yeah, it's different for me. Okay. I'll try to translate it. Jeg røyne omsette det, det er akkurat det samme. Kærleiken, han må være verligur. Hert er fra de ønta, kling og halt fast vidt og gåa. Hert er de ønta, så stendt det her, be devoted to one another. Vi er knutt hver av døren, vi bråer kærleika, og one another above yourself. Og kappest om man viser hvordan øren heier.
Yeah. This section here, be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
Ta at avera, man sier, koma hvordan øren er vi, vi bråer kærleika.
I don't know what the word devoted in Faroese is.
Jeg vet ikke ordentlig hva ordet heter her, at avera devoted til å gange høyt på i etter.
But I think it's a word that has a great deal of intention.
Men heter ett ord som har störst potential eller stora atlan.
It's on purpose.
Det är vi vilja.
It's not a word of separation.
Det är inte ett ord om skillnad.
It's a word that has a purpose.
Det är att beskriva sig som här ett ändamål.
I devote myself to brotherly love towards you.
Jag vill lukka som halka mig självan eller binda mig självan till att älska tikkon.
Yeah, it's not only intention, but it's a choice.
Det är inte en atlan, men det är ett val.
You choose to do that.
Du väljer att göra sådär.
To devote to, it says to be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
Det är att bestämma sig att ja, jag får inte orsaka mig. Men det är att sätta sig fyra att älska på en annan.
And then the next part, to honor one another above yourself.
Det är att ära på en annan om man för det själva.
How does that look like?
Hur ska det här ut?
If you're going to honor someone above yourself.
Att du ska ära omkran högt än det själva.
It definitely makes you think twice to criticize anything. Because you can't honor someone above yourself if you're critical of that person. And it definitely means that it's that you have a respect for each other. I think that's very interesting. Because oftentimes I feel we don't encourage each other enough.
Ofta följer jag vid uppmuntra inte kvar annan no mycha.
And I think that's a wonderful form of honoring someone above yourself.
Jag alltid tänker en god mati att ära omkran högre än dig själva.
To make a choice and find something to encourage them with.
Att göra ett val och att finna något till att uppmuntra dig vid.
So, with that being said, I want to talk about some practical ways of loving each other.
Som det är sagt, inte att oss är det praktiskt om hur det kan sammanas att det är att älska kvar annan.
If someone among you is in need,
om onkur av tikkun hever en törv,
find a way to help their need.
Finn ein hot at hjelpa taimon.
It's not just the pastor's job.
Det är ju bara samkomlaren som hör till
oss. Or the church leader's job.
Eller att han som leder samkomna som hör till oss.
It's together our job.
Det är också arbete samman.
To help each other.
Att hjälpa på en annan.
Especially when there's someone in need.
Särskilt att onkur hör en törv.
The amazing thing about a body.
Som undrarna värst om Jesus likan.
Is that we're all in different places and have different connections. Maybe I'm closer to the hand. And maybe you're closer to the eyes. So if the eye needs something, I might not be as aware
So jeg kanskje ikke så tilvitaver.
As you are.
Som du er.
So you find a way to fulfill that need.
Så jeg kanskje man sier, fullføre til han behovet.
Next thing I wrote here is, cry with those who cry.
Grat vid heimen som grata.
And laugh with those who laugh.
Og flenne vid heimen som flenna.
Sometimes, at least with me,
stundon onktu vi mer,
when my father died,
ta pappa min døye,
9 years ago,
nuttjo år sjo, ja,
there was a lot of things that I had to unlearn.
Men det nek ting som lukka som måtte læra nuttjo.
One of those things was, I always felt like sadness was an evil thing.
Eitt av tæmi var at eg følti at her at vera kjettur var at eg ønsa.
Now, I'm not saying that sadness is a good thing. Not at all.
Jeg sier heldur ikkje at vera kjettur er noko godt.
But sometimes it's important that we cry.
Men onkuntíð er tað tøttingar mykje at við gráta.
Jesus cried.
Jesus grét.
Jesus cried even though he knew he could raise Lazarus from the dead.
Jesus grét hóast hann visti að hann kunnu reisa til deyja til lata lívan.
Have you ever thought why he cried?
How did onkuntíð nakan við hugsa kví hann grét?
When he could just walk and just call him out from the grave.
Så han kunde bara smas i färra och kalla han ut ur grövena.
I don't know that answer, but I think that's very interesting.
Det känns ju orga svärre, men jag hållit det här vid ahuavers.
And that's why I wrote that there.
Tui skriva det här.
Cry with those who cry, laugh with those who laugh.
Grat vid heimen som grata och flenn vid heimen som flenna.
When a brother or sister falls in sin,
ta ein bróður ella systur fellur í synd,
love them even stronger.
Skaltu elska þeir upp at meir.
Make it a purpose to hug them.
Og seta fyri at umfavna þeir.
Invite them to dinner.
Bjóða þeim mun til døvra.
Or do something special for them.
Ella gera okkur sérstakt fyri þeir.
Now, I understand sometimes that we need to correct our brothers and sisters or in a friendly way with love, tell them the truth.
Jag vet inte hur vi må vi till lyckas om vi rätt att sätta våra bröder och systrar men och en kärleksfotland hot och välägande.
But I think it's important for us to know.
Men jag till tutning av mig och när vita.
That if we're bringing a correction to a brother or a sister.
Om vi kommer vid en rättlägning till en bror eller en syster.
That we have an encouragement ready as well.
Att vi ska komma vid en god ordre eller uppmuntran.
And that we're more ready to love on them.
Og at vi er oppbatt og klarar at elska teg.
Than to correct them.
En at ratta teg.
I think that's very important.
Til tuttinga mig.
Maybe I just got ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
Kanska kom, jeg synte fram om
mig sjálvan. Let me look at my notes a second here. As far as this is something also I wanted to mention. As far as making a correction to someone we don't know. I think it's wise that we establish a relationship with a person before we correct that person.
Haldi tí tuttingar mich at la klukt at við fyrst fá eitt forhold til við koma undir arm við byrja koma við rattlæingum.
And I was talking with Miriam yesterday about this.
Vi tosa við Miriam um hetta her jar.
And her father, he was a pretty wise man.
Og hennar pappa var ein vísur maður.
And he would say rather than correct the person.
Hann plagði segja heldur enn að ratta personen.
Begin first by praying for them.
Byrja fyrir honum.
What an amazing concept, huh?
It's ein fantastisk message.
I think that's exactly the point I'm trying to get across here.
Eg haldi til akkurat her poenki sum er lukkar sum røyni at koma við her.
Be quick to forgive.
Vi skjótur at fyrirgeva.
And encourage each other.
Og at uppmuntra kvar annan.
Slow to correct.
Og seinur at rætta.
And make assumptions.
Og at koma til nýju støver, etla, gita.
Choose to see the good in people.
Vel at sucha ta gaua i falcha.
And not the bad.
Og ikkje ta rinka.
Even if something looks bad.
Sjóðum okkur sér rinka.
Try and find a way to think of something that, I don't know, I do that myself. If someone messes up,
ja, sjálftumast umast onkur dumma sig ella ætla roin og finn ein veg.
I try and how we say in English, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Som man säger i engelskan, låt Ivan komma fram till goar.
It's not so easy when the person hurts you.
Det är inte så lätt att onkel säger det.
But oftentimes the biggest bullies,
men ofta de som hatar mest,
are the people with the most pain and hurt.
De som har mest pyna.
And those are the people that need God's love the most.
De som törva Guds kärlek mest.
Our love for each other will change the world.
Okkar kærleiki til kvann annan vil broyta heimin.
God is love.
Gud er kærleiki.
And deep down, humanity is wired.
Og djupt nirri menneska lukka som programmera.
To go towards that pure love.
At søkja hendan her ratta kærleika.
We see it in how society has completely distorted love.
Vi trúgja at kosta samfella hevur forvrenka myndina av kærleika.
And how sex sells products.
Og kosta at sex kan selja vörur.
The world is looking for love.
Heimurin leitar eftir kærleika.
Young people are out every weekend trying to find it.
Ung fólk er úti hvert vikuskifti og hetta reyna að finna ta.
Only to find a hall of mirrors, something that's not real.
Bara fyri finna sum man sér spegl sum ikki er verulig.
They're desperately looking for the love that only God gives.
Tey leita desperat eftir kærleikanum sum einans gud kan geva.
But more importantly,
men meira tuttingar mykje,
we can't show them God's love.
Vi kunnu ikki vísa þeim Guds kærleika.
Without loving your brother and sister first.
Utan at vit fyrst elska okkara brøður og systrar.
Without exercising that love here first.
Utan at brúka ella vísa þeir verki inni her.
God wants the lost to be found.
Gud ynskir at þeir sum eru burtu vilst skulu finnast.
God wants them to find the love that he gives, the love that he sent his son to die for their sins.
Gud ynskir at þeir sum eru burtu vilst skulu finna hansara kærleika sum kom við Jesus sum hann sendi.
Let's begin to exercise that love.
Lat okkum byrja at praktisera hendan her kærleikan.
And with that, that love will change the world.
Og vit kærleika vil ta broyta heimin.
Thank you.
Takk.